Greetings, planet Earth. Hello and welcome to Imagine Cup TV. I'm John Scott Tynes, competition manager for Imagine Cup.
I'm Gulnaz Alabegi, technical evangelist here on the Channel 9 team. And it's been a really rough morning, John.
The studio's kind of fallen apart.
I don't know. All the glue and tape and gum that's holding everything together has just come off.
Yeah, like
cameras have been shutting off. Things have been flickering.
Video feed's not working.
Oh, like, so I spent my morning running around John in circles trying to make things work. But we're up.
We're up.
I think we're up and ready.
Can you guys see this? Because we're not really sure.
So I think we're good, though.
If you can see this, tap on the glass. We'll just listen.
Yeah, I think we're good. I hear it.
Yeah, I hear it. Yeah, okay, we're good.
All right, so what are we talking about this week?
Awesome. Well, it's October. We got all kinds of new stuff going on. And, of course, the first thing I want to talk about, actually, is apps. So we know a lot of you out there are, you know, you're student developers. You're making cool stuff left and right. Quite a few of you have actually made apps, and they've shipped them to the Windows Store or the Windows Phone Store, you know, as, like, things you can actually download right now to your devices, right? So we really want to get the word out about these apps because we know they're out there and they're cool, and we want to show the world that students are making great stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. So if you've got an app that you've shipped to the Windows Store or the Windows Phone Store, go to our Facebook page, and hopefully you see the URL here at the bottom of the screen. Oh, there it is. It's so cute. At facebook.com/MicrosoftImagineCup. Make a post on our page. Tell us about your app. Give us a link to the store page for it. Doesn't matter if it's in, you know, your country, all countries, some countries. Just let us know about it, and we will get the word out about your app.
Are you going to share that post or like it? How are you going to spread it on your Facebook?
I think we get it from the post, and then our marketing people, you know, like, compile it all together and then begin to put out messages on Twitter and Facebook about all the apps. So we're going to begin talking about it and getting the word out that way.
I mean, you guys have over 360,000 likes.
We do.
So that's a lot of eyes.
I know. There are a lot of you out there. Yeah. It's pretty exciting.
So I wish you guys would like one of my pictures or something, and then it would blow up. 360,000 people could potentially see that picture.
That's true.
Or song or something I've made. I'm not that creative, but.
Wait. You've got songs?
Oh, yeah. I'm a little rapper, too.
No way.
On top of my DJing skills, I rap.
Oh, so on top of you just throw it in there. On top of your DJing skills, you also rap.
I'm a rapper, yeah.
All right, break it off. Let's go.
No, we're not going to do this. We got to go to a party.
Rap battle right now. Here we go.
All right.
Bring it.
Yo, we on Imagine Cup.
Please don't frup.
That didn't make no sense, homie.
That's what I say when my cat throws up. Oh. Stop frupping.
Oh, frupping, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I lied. And you called me out, now everyone knows. Dang.
That's okay, because I was worse.
Yeah, we're both really bad.
It
but
works
it's cool,
out
it's cool. So
it
like the
cool.
page, you get a whole bunch of eyes and people noticing your app out there.
Yep, let us know, make a post, tell us about your app, and we will spread the word.
You know what's cool though? Keep track of how many people have downloaded the app and then send it to Imagine Cup, see how many numbers go up.
That's right. We would love to drive some downloads your way. So let us know and we will get the word out.
Cool.
So other thing that's going on right now that I want to remind everybody about, the Imagine Cup Pitch Video Challenge is underway, and the deadline to submit is October 25th. So this is a contest we got underway already. Hopefully you've heard about it on our homepage and elsewhere. Form a team, get your friends together, come up with your idea for an Imagine Cup project in our Games, Innovation, or World Citizenship categories, and then make a pitch video where you explain your project, give us your vision, give us your excitement, your passion for it, in under 5 minutes, and then upload that video to our site. And if you go to the Pitch Video Challenge page at our site, and hopefully, here's the URL.
So cute.
You'll find out instructions for how to register, how to submit your video, and a bunch of links and references about with videos and blog posts talking about how to make your project up, how to pitch it, how to persuade people that you got the right idea, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And you know, those resources are cool and all, and there's great links there, so check them all out. But I think we should make our own pitch video.
I'm down.
Okay.
I'm down.
All right, let's do it. You know, if you check out the rules, you'll see the judging criteria and how we score things for this video. But the best thing you can do is to ask yourself these 6 questions and answer them in your video. So that's what we're going to do
right now.
Right about now.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's break it down.
So we're an Imagine Cup team. What's our team name?
Oh, okay. So we're John and Gulnaz, and we're the Imagine Cup team.
Yep.
I like John Naws.
John Naws.
The Imagine Cup team.
Team John Naws.
Team John Naws.
All right. Formed. Done.
That's a cute kid's name. I would name my kid John Naws. My future children would be named John Naws.
I feel so sorry for them. All right, so the first thing is, what's the concept? Like, what are we trying to make here with our project? Mm-hmm. And a great way to think about that is number two, what's the opportunity or problem you're addressing? So what's something in your life that gives you, like, frustration, you wish you could solve this problem, et cetera?
Probably my rapping skills.
Your rap? I love this!
That's a problem.
Well, clearly. But that's an awesome idea. Okay. All right, so.
So the concept or,
It's a rap trainer. Okay. So the concept is, Team John Oz is bringing you the ultimate rap trainer. It does speech recognition, right, on your phone, mm-hmm. on Windows Phone, and in fact, I have one right here. So you rap into it, rap some more.
Yo, 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 it's John Oz in the house.
That didn't rhyme. So the first thing it would do is listen to
that.
It would say, you did not rhyme.
Yes.
And it would suggest, like, here are 12 words that rhyme with the first part of it, right? Nice. So that's the concept. It's a rap trainer. This is brilliant. We're going to make $1 million.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
We're going to be rich and famous.
We are.
I'm so excited.
This is great. Your kids won't starve. All those little John Nozes.
John Nozes will survive.
That's good. They can repopulate the earth after the apocalypse. Okay, so the opportunity is people need to rap better. And by people, I mean gonads. Okay. That's the concept, is it's a trainer on your phone that actually helps you improve your raps in real time. Core Technologies, Windows Phone, with voice recognition already is built into the phone, no mm-hmm. problem, which sounds great. And it can do speech synthesis so that it can talk back to you, right? So that's all right here in the phone,
nice.
No problem. What is your competition for this project? So what other ways can people, like, get better at rapping? Is there a competition for this thing? Can they go to rap school?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could go to rap school.
You could be born talented.
Yeah.
That might help.
I'm starting to believe less in our app the more we're going deeper.
Oh,
into
no,
it.
We could totally
you
do
have
this.
Faith in this one?
I think we could totally. So it helps you. It helps you rhyme things because, you know, you got to have the rhymes, right?
Yeah.
It can help you with your flow.
I mean, rhyming is good for if you're going into presentations.
Oh.
And you're on stage.
I love
it. It's good for public speaking to know a couple rhymes.
You know, I've never seen anyone rap to PowerPoint before, but
I
think this could open up a whole new area.
If I was an audience member and I saw someone on stage and they started, like, rhyming a little bit better when they were presenting, I'd be like, that's a smart person up there.
That's right. Yeah. They've got a large vocabulary. It's very impressive.
Yeah.
I like this. All right. So competition, I don't think there's anything out there that helps people rap.
Yeah.
So this is what we call blue ocean territory. Wide open expanse of opportunity. Or blue sky, you know, same thing. So we have awesome opportunity here. It's all upside.
Okay.
So business model, how are we going to make this work?
Ooh,
it's an app on your phone. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Do we sell this thing?
I think we do advertisements of rap artists.
Oh, so maybe it's like a free app, but there's ads in there promoting rap artists.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if Jay-Z's got a new record drop to drop, then we could get an ad in there.
Little banner in there, little Jay-Z.
So it's a free app paid for with in-app advertising. And because the market is specifically a narrow field of people that love rap, then we have a better chance of maybe selling some ads to rap artists.
Did you go to business school, John? Because
this
is just brilliant.
No,
I
did not.
You were just spitting these ideas.
I went to journalism school, which is like the anti-business school.
Oh, it is.
All we
definitely.
Do is lose money left and right.
Journalism school. Yeah. Losing money left and right.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Look at us. Look where we are now, John.
In a studio that doesn't work. Things breaking apart.
Gum holding up the lights and the cameras.
Yeah, exactly.
We're on top of the world, John.
All right, last question. What are our next steps? So we've got the idea. We've got the concept. It's a clear opportunity involved, definitely. We know technologies. The competition is non-existent. Business model is very clear. Although, backup business model, we sell the app for $1 million.
Every app download is $1 million.
It's $1 million, yeah, because we only have to sell one.
I like the way you
say. See, you know, like.
So the next step.
Journalism
would be,
school.
So if we won the competition, if we won $50,000, what would we do with that?
Well, no, it's like right now we're just talking about it, right? So to actually move
the
it
next
forward,
steps
yeah.
Then, okay.
So it might be helpful if we could, for example, find a programmer.
Yes.
Because we
and
can't
me
do
and
that.
John would just yell at this programmer, code faster,
that's right.
Make it better.
Do you need more RAM?
More RAM power.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'd be us.
All right, so we find a programmer.
So we're the CEO, and you can be, I don't know, the director
I'll
for
the
CEO.
Janitor or
you
something.
Can be, yeah, something below. And then our developer, and that's our team.
We need somebody who can rap.
Oh,
because
yeah.
we need their expertise mm-hmm. to make the app work.
Mm-hmm.
We're just the big vision people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So we need like an actual rapper to help us out
and
with
endorse
this.
Us too.
Oh, that's
be like,
a good thought.
I approve of this app. I came up with my whole album with this app.
Do you know any rappers?
I don't know any rappers. Do you know any rappers?
I don't know any rappers.
I'm sure Microsoft could hook us up with some rappers. I'm sure they have someone in contact.
I think that's possible. I think
maybe
that's possible.
Maybe Macklemore. He lives in Seattle.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Actually, and Macklemore, I think, has performed for Microsoft events before.
Yeah, he's going to the Microsoft store performing.
He was in
Florida.
Okay. Oh, see. All right. So it's the Macklemore app.
We're doing
it.
Oh,
I'm feeling
it.
I'm feeling it. All right.
But that's so easy. That's all you have to do for this pitch video.
And there you go. So now that we've answered the questions, then we could go ahead and make a pitch video and upload it and win money and stuff.
Nice.
If only we were students.
All that work, and we don't even qualify?
God, we've just completely wasted like the last 4 minutes.
Oh, I'm so bummed now. But it's cool. See, look how easy that was. Yeah. Sit down, go back and forth, banter a little bit,
hash
joke a little
out.
Bit. But, you know, some ideas do come out.
Yeah.
I mean, 99% of ours was ridiculous, but, but like, those 1% of good
That's
stuff.
That's really unusual for us.
Usually we're 100% awesome.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, so that's the deal. Think about those 6 questions, answer them with your team, and then tell that story. Make your pitch video up to 5 minutes long, tell that story, hit those points, check out the judging criteria, make sure you know how you're going to get scored, and then upload your project to our website.
You're right.
October 25th is the deadline, so they better get cracking.
So is that it for this week?
That's it. That's plenty. We're done.
We made our own pitch video in one episode.
We did. And quick, before the roof falls down on our heads.
Yeah, we better get out of
here. Let's get out of here.
All right, until next time.
See ya.